Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
I'm Benjamin Doherty. I'm bangpound on drupal.org. I wrote Semantic Views during DrupalCon Paris last year, mostly as a response to there was a little disagreement between a group of developers and a group of designers. That's sort of how they identified themselves. And it was mostly around the sense that views were difficult to theme and that designers were put into the difficult position of both not being able to provide something constructive to make their jobs easier and also not getting sort of the help that they thought was really crucial. They would only get help about solving specific instances of views that were hard to theme. And when I looked at the problem, I mean, I have this problem too. I'm not a designer, but I have to theme views. And the typical word is dividist, that the views templates output div after div after div, and they're wrapped up in each other, and they have non-semantic class names like views, view, field, this and that. So the Semantic Views module is it's a plugin that is a row style and a style for views, which is specific to views too. And it basically allows you to determine which HTML element and which class attribute you want to wrap around each field in your views row. And those are probably the main reasons that people try to override views templates, is that they want to change the div that's around their title into an H2, because that's, you know, a semantic element to wrap around a node title if it fits within the hierarchy of your page. So basically, I just brought that option up to the interface in the Views UI, and it's saved with your view. You can export it. And certainly 90% of the views that I make, that means that I can avoid overwriting a template. And if you can avoid overwriting a template, you've reduced complexity and you've made things simpler.
So with a Views sort of pluggable architecture, it sounds like you're able to kind of plug in your module in some way. And what is it actually providing your module in the Views architecture then?
Views has a plugin system of displays, row styles, and output styles, and probably other plugins that I'm not remembering. The row style is what determines what wraps around each individual field in a row of data that it's outputting. And the Semantic Views is basically a clone of the fields row style, the unformatted fields row style that comes with Views. And I just added some extra user interface elements that let the person select the elements they want to use. It was an experiment because, you know, I just wanted to try to help people and see if what I could offer was going to make their jobs easier, because it certainly made my job easier. And it turns out that this is something that Earl Miles is going to add, or that the community, actually, there's several people working on it, they're going to add it to Views 3, that they're going to offer some kind of support for semantic plugins where this can be offered up in any kind of style output or row style.
So it seems like a general trend within the designer community and the themer community within Drupal to kind of clean up the HTML in a way, to kind of get rid of a lot of the cruft that they may find that they never end up using, but it's sort of output there by default.
Yes, and I think that the markup that Views outputs is there because it is possible to customize it. You can customize every single part that you need to with CSS. But in the last, you know, few years, it's not just been about, you know, being able to style your markup. It's about being able to have markup that would make sense for accessibility reasons, to indicate the hierarchy or the relationship between the elements in a row. And this is part of a larger trend among designers and information designers who want the markup to be precise. They don't just want the ability to also style it.
How is this related into accessibility? Is the hierarchy or the relationship sort of being fed into feed readers, or what do you mean by that specifically?
I think that I'm not an accessibility expert, but I think when the markup contains like header tags, it could probably tell people who need accessibility software to read web pages that a particular line is more important than what came before it, and it might group the things that are around it and before the next heading. One of the other things that Semantic Views does is also make it a little bit easier to do grid layouts. I just noticed that while I was in there trying to offer this functionality, that it was also very easy to make it possible to simplify the creation of grid layouts using the sort of framework like Blueprint or 960GS. So it was sort of a lot of very easy low-hanging fruit. It took me probably a week to really refine and publish, and people seem to like it, which is makes me happy.
What's the user interface component of this? What's the input and what's coming out?
What you're inputting is when you install Semantic Views and then you go to the Views user interface, any display, whether it's block or page, you have the option of choosing an output style, and it might just say style. And if the output style supports rows of fields, then you have a row style. You would choose the Semantic Views row style or output style, usually both. And then the settings for the output style are about making the grids and things really easy. But then the settings for the row style are where you can choose the elements that wrap around each field. So basically it's a bunch of side-by-side HTML input elements, and you just type H2 and then the class attribute that you want. It's fairly basic and straightforward, and I think you could probably take it in a wrong direction by offering even more things in there. But again, this is probably what meets the needs of most of the theming problems in Views.
So what if you wanted to add a class? Is there a text field that's there that's sort of saying it's going to put this right before the beginning of the row? Or how does that work in terms of, like, you got to put the beginning div and the end div and stuff like that?
If you have, say, 5 exposed fields in your row, which Views fields are by default exposed, then when you go to the row style options, you'll see each of those fields listed and HTML form elements below them, and you just... I think the default is that they're divs, just to kind of match what Views was already doing in the first place, and you just change it. And then if you wanted to specify like a class attribute on the element that wraps around the whole row, that's when you get to the basic Semantic Views output style, where you can change whether something is the whole row is wrapped in a list item or whether it's just wrapped in a div. And actually, one of the really new features that was written in by somebody from, I think his name is Dick Olson from Node 1, it was the ability to use a field's value as a token in the row class. So it's a little bit hard to speak about without pointing to a screen, but the reason that that's really thrilling to use is that you can do something like add the node type to your Views fields and then exclude it because you don't want to actually show the node type, and you would put the node type in the class of the row so that maybe you could use CSS to say, if this is a video node, I want to change the list bullet into a little icon of a video camera.
And so what do you see as the biggest benefit and to whom by using Semantic Views? Is it to the other designers who have to use it, or whose life is this making easier?
It makes my life easier, and I'm not a designer. I save a ton of time. When I started using it, I started just throwing away template files. And I'm sure that it makes designers who are just starting Drupal, if they know about Semantic Views, it makes it a little bit easier for them to get the output they want without having to dig into things that they're not ready for, like templates.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.